Hey everybody, and welcome to the Brothers Geek, where geeky brothers talk about geeky things. My name is Chris Laporte. I am a Dutch's Gang reject and T-Rex puppy crate builder.
And my name is Patrick Laporte, Chris Pratt's personal mustache groomer. And how that T-Rex still alive, though?
Someone do T-Rex things.
Oh my god.
And we have a special guest with us this week.
We do. We do. Sorry. Anyway, we do have a special guest. First time actually on the podcast. It only took 70 episodes.
Well, I wasn't here in the beginning. So.
True. You've been in the background plenty of times.
Yeah, plenty. So my laughter is definitely on here.
Yeah.
Like a hidden Mickey on a ride.
Yeah. I'm Kayla Mena, and I'm a butterbeer enthusiast.
Nice.
That's all I got.
Perfect.
For our more deep track listeners, you might remember Kayla from our short stint of a Dungeons & Dragons podcast, RV Geek.
Yeah.
Yes.
As the Raven.
As the Raven.
The Raven. Only person named Raven in the entire galaxy of that
There can
world.
Only be one.
There can only be one.
Oh, exactly. Yes, yeah. So we had a lot of T-Rex references in there.
We did. It was unplanned.
As we're recording this, we are recording the day that they released, the second or third, I don't remember, trailer for Jurassic World. And every trailer gets worse, Patrick. It gets worse.
You know, now that I have MoviePass, I don't care anymore.
That's true.
But it doesn't look good.
No. I only have to be half an idiot because I'm still going to see it. I just MoviePass. Huh?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Exactly. Well, why don't you think it's going to be good, Chris?
Let us
know from the resident Jurassic Park fanboy over here.
First of all, it's pretty much looks like it's literally the Lost World again. Like, yeah. It's some
crew going
in. There
have been plenty of things on the internet talking about that.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
It looks, like there's a crew that goes in to capture them and then take them off the island for, personal use. Whatever that personal use is, whether it's a
sex
theme park.
Dinos.
Oh, jeez.
Velocis sex stores. Oh, yeah. Clever girl.
Mm-mm.
I hear the Dilophosaurus is a spitter. it's literally the T-Rex is like the same thing is happening to the T-Rex as in the Lost World, it looks like. And then there's mutant dinosaur again that they kind of genetically create that I guarantee you is fighting that T-Rex at some point.
Of course.
And I'm really really not into Raptor Sidekick. Really not into that.
Oh, Blue?
Yeah. I was texting friend and listener Andrew earlier today, and I said it's basically like having the Predator from the Predator team up with somebody to go after, the alien from Alien. Oh, shit, that happened.
Very true.
I was going to say, are you describing Alien versus Predator right now? Because I think you're describing Alien versus Predator right now. But there's a volcano, Chris. That's new.
You almost sound like Michael Caine's. It's a volcano.
Gotta burn the forest down. And when I say forest, I mean the whole island.
That's how he did it. He just
luckily have to protect a whole theme park this time. So
they have to protect a whole island.
Escalation. Was somebody in a bed in that trailer and the dinosaur is attacking someone in their bed? Like, what is happening in this movie?
That's probably a dream sequence, Chris, because that's what this movie needs.
Just like the third Jurassic Park with the raptor, Alan!
I don't even remember the third Jurassic Park, honestly. But yeah, sounds good.
You shouldn't remember.
I remember there was a T-Rex with a spine in it. That's about it.
A spine? You mean Spinosaurus?
Yeah.
It's not a T-Rex.
It's a T-Rex with a spine, Chris. He's got some backbone, that one.
Oh my god, no.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what other movie I'm gonna use my movie pass on? Maybe not even. Well, it kind of depends.
I didn't even use my movie pass on, like, Pacific Rim 2. Like, that's how... how much it dive-bombed between, my love of Pacific Rim.
I was gonna say, you actually paid for it? That was, my mind went, oh, you really wanted to support them?
No. Hey, they still get money.
It's true.
What's your movie you're
sad Birds, about? Birds of Prey. And I'm not talking about a movie about a sweet California condor.
Oh my gosh.
I'm talking the Harley Quinn spinoff movie. Because Suicide Squad was so successful that they said, let's make a Harley Quinn spinoff movie.
Hey, that won an Oscar, Patrick.
It did. It did. And Lady Bird won none. So,
dear God.
Which is stupid.
The Oscars of birds. Are dumb.
But it just got a director. The director's name is Kathy Yan. And it's a big deal because it's, one, she got the job over a bunch of male directors after just completing her directorial debut. But she's also the first, I believe, Asian American that's getting a superhero movie.
Nice.
Directorial ship.
Sweet. What was her directorial debut?
Or maybe even just the first woman of color, even, maybe. Dead Pigs. It's screened at this year's Sundance Festival, so...
It's got laurels around it, we all know that. Anytime there's a trailer. Anytime there's a trailer for Sundance, it's just like laurels on everything.
Yeah. Which to me, everyone's like, oh my gosh, like, way to go, DC. You're including a female woman of color director, first time ever. To me, it's like, yeah, DC is like, well, we'll give this new female director, woman of color, a DC movie, so that we can make that statement. So everybody will remember that and want to go see the movie because of that, because they're not going to want to go see the movie because they're huge Suicide Squad fans.
Well, she was, the best part of Suicide Squad.
It's true. It's true. That's not saying much, though.
That's true. If she wasn't in it, complete garbage.
Oh, yeah.
DC, why not? Because the only halfway, of this DC stuff, the only halfway decent movie is directed by a woman. So.
Yeah.
True.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
So.
Go with your track record.
Let's go for it even more so.
Yeah, right?
By getting a Chinese American woman. Good for her, I guess. And good for Hollywood? Even though, to me, it's just like... It's a big deal, but it's not as big of a deal if, she did a Marvel movie. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, that would never happen.
Is there a director for the Scarlet... Or not Scarlet. The Black Widow.
The Scarlet Spider.
Scarlet.
Well, I was thinking Scarlet Johansson, and then... But there's a Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I was thinking about that too.
Because that could be a woman. But then again, that also seems like a cop out because it's like a female lead movie. We need to get a female director to do it. It's like, well, why can't a female director do Iron Man, the next Iron Man or Captain America or whatever?
Well, they might do the next Iron Man, Patrick, because I have some theories about what's going to happen in this little movie that's coming out in a week or so.
Is that a segue I hear?
I think it is.
So yeah, was it 2 weeks from now?
No.
1 week from now? 2 weeks from now.
A week from when we're releasing this, it'll be a week from.
A week from that day. Mm-hmm. Infinity War comes out. And, basically, it's going to be so crowded, and we're going to have to see it opening weekend.
Ugh. Well, I'm going to, we'll record a few days after, probably Tuesday or something after it comes out, so if I have a day off Monday or Tuesday, I'm going to try to see it, 1 p.m.
I know, right? I'll go see it at 11 a.m.
I've got to use my movie pass. I can only be there a half an hour early.
Oh my gosh.
I know,
I think,
right?
That's the only worst thing, especially if we go to a theater that has reserve seating too.
Oh, yeah.
It's we can never find a
good
seat.
Guess we're sitting in the front. Yeah.
right up close.
Yeah, the price you pay for only paying $10 a month or whatever.
Yeah. Movies. You have to use it within a half an hour. So maybe you can get there earlier and buy your ticket. You know what I mean?
Maybe there's
some way around this. Because I've been thinking about this problem as well.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I get you.
You have to
saying.
Check in within half an hour.
Yeah. So, get there, buy the ticket, do it in the morning or something.
Yeah, because I think the only caveat is that you can't get, advanced screening tickets with it.
Like the day before.
Super far in advance.
Gotcha. Yeah, so if you did
or special
like that,
screenings or something. Anyway. Yeah. Infinity War.
Infinity War. There's really only one important thing we need to talk about Infinity War, and that's whose franchises are stopping.
Right, let's look at the contracts real quick. Well, we know one for sure.
Oh, by the way, everybody, we're talking about this is our prediction episode.
Yeah, what's going to happen? Who's going to die, who's going to live?
Who's going to die?
Who's killing who?
That's killing who? I mean, ideally, everybody except Black Panther and Chris Pratt, but...
And Benedict.
Yeah.
Gotta keep Benedict alive. He'll just open a portal and be like, peace, bitches, and then just go away.
I want to hear Benedict say that phrase. Is that weird?
Peace. I can't do Benedict's voice. I don't even know why I tried it. That's not gonna happen.
Speaking of Benedict, weird segue. But not segue, because we can't come off this topic too much. But he's doing a Grinch movie? Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It does not sound like Benedict to me.
It
like,
doesn't.
The tiny bit that you hear him. Yeah.
But he did say that he has to see it because
but now,
he's in it.
Yeah, because I'm contractually obligated.
Because he's a Cumberbatch.
Because I am a Cumberbatch. I think we talked about this. Last episode or the episode before that.
That's right. You are contractually obligated. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That and John Krasinski and the guy I always forget his name.
Idris Elba?
No.
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the guy that's I can't pronounce
other,
his name.
You're right. The other guy you always forget his name.
Magneto.
Ian
McKellen?
No.
No. The new one.
Sir Ian McKellen, Chris.
Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, that one.
Fassbender gets you through some muddy territory, too. Unfortunately.
Yeah. You see
he's that actor that I'm like,
Hamlet movie?
Yeah, what are you doing, man?
It was not good. Dude, except that first fight scene. Besides that, not good. Anyway, Infinity War.
Anyway.
And we're doing everything we can to not talk about Infinity War.
I just really don't... I like how Andrew tweeted, he's like, Patrick's exasperation at Infinity War is my favorite thing. And I was like, it's for real, man.
It's real.
Ugh.
So, to appease us, let's talk about who's dying, because maybe that'll help.
I think one for sure that we should just talk about right away, Captain America, Chris Evans Captain America.
You think he's going to die?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I don't think he's going to die. I think he's going to be badly injured and, fight a big fight, but not, die. He might hand it off to Bucky.
After,
and just say, he wants I'm to done. Live out his life, but, I don't think he's
splitting wood in half in the woods.
Yeah.
With his bare hands.
With his bare hands.
I just don't think he's gonna die.
I think he's dead, guys.
I don't think he's dead.
If they're gonna kill anyone, kill him, because his contract's up. So then there's no way that you could, I don't know, that he could come back.
I don't think they kill him.
I just, yeah, I don't think they would.
Because he's like the action figure kid, you know, like, I want to be Captain America.
Poster boy.
Yeah. And I don't think they do that. I mean, you might be right because the contracts and stuff, but I think he's more, like, I don't know. I think he's more central to, like, the Avengers. I don't even think, I don't know. Maybe he'll have a playing more of a behind-the-scenes role, too, for the Avengers. Like, he's just kind of organizing. You know, he's kind of the organizer of the Avengers.
I guess he could become, like, the new Nick Fury, because who knows where that guy is.
Yeah, he could be, like, director of S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff.
He has to wear an eye patch. It's required for the
job.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like required. My depth perception, guys. I don't care. You gotta wear it.
How am I supposed to throw a shield with this on my face? I don't know where I'm throwing it.
I can't catch it. That's the hard part.
I grasp it way too quickly.
Is it here? I stub my fingers and then every time.
It breaks my fingers, yeah.
He definitely doesn't look like him in the trailer. Like, got a beard and everything.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. Good.
I like that beard. he has, like, almost Steve Harrington level hair. Not quite. No one has Steve Harrington level hair. But
it's true.
But does it's close.
He
use,
but does he?
The Farrah Fawcett hair product.
Yeah. That was recreated by Tony Stark. He made a little extra for him. It was the production of it went out of line, and then he brought it back just for
like,
Captain
Tony,
America.
Please, I need the Farrah Fawcett product. Tony's like, all right, Cap,
no,
just for you.
We're not really talking to each other, but I'm going to do that for you.
Good thing I have this burner phone or whatever.
That's true.
God, that movie's terrible. Anyway.
Yeah, oh, jeez.
Civil War is bad. Okay, well, who else?
Well, let's talk about the normies.
The normies? What do you mean by that? Just like the people with no powers?
Hawkeye.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I have something about Hawkeye, actually.
Oh, okay. What do you think?
So, like, I was, like, reading a lot of articles about how he's... You don't see him in any of the trailers.
Mm. Or the posters.
Or posters. So, in the new Avengers in the comic books, he comes in as Ronin. He's, like, the last samurai from Japan.
Uh-huh.
And, like, Ronin has different, like, people who become him. So there's like speculation that he's in the movie, but he's not technically
but
Hawkeye.
He's Ronin.
Oh. Like
whoever that is.
Yeah, his Clint. I forget his name.
Eastwood.
No. Clint. He's
that'd be badass.
He comes in
though.
As Ronin, and I feel like because I guess in the comics. As an aftermath of Civil War, he becomes Ronin. So that's why there's, like, speculation. So,
did you get this from Ethan?
But I did actually also talk to him about it, too. Okay. So.
Her brother's actual comic book nerd.
Yeah.
Like,
reads comic books and stuff.
Like direct to the source kind of.
Yeah.
Exactly. Direct. Yep. So, and I all feel right. like that might, like, tie in, too, to, like,
so they're not showing it because they don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, they don't want to spoil it and stuff.
Oh,
which just gets people speculating.
Yeah.
Like, oh, why is he not in the trailer?
Yeah.
So it'd almost be better just like to show a glimpse of him, you know?
Yeah, true.
Like staring up into the sky or something.
I mean, maybe he's not going to be in it at all because, I mean, they don't always
he's with his family.
To the comic books anyways.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so there's...
It's one of those things, this is the first time anyone's been looking for Hawkeye.
Where's Hawkeye? I know, right? Where is he?
Yeah.
We gotta have Hawkeye.
Is he in the back next to Hulk running along with Hulk? I don't know. Can't see.
Okay, here's a question. Why
doesn't
Tony Stark make Iron Man suits for all the normies?
Doesn't he have like, well, did they get all destroyed, I guess, at the end of 3? Because he had tons of suits.
Exactly. You could just make tons more.
He probably had backups somewhere.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Anything the normal people can do are just better now with Iron Man suits.
I mean, why
they have,
I
like, half
like,
suits because, like, Falcon has wings. But that's, like, it.
Because then it's, like, you don't have, like, the Avengers. You just have an Iron Man army.
Great.
So?
I mean, but it's like, there's no individuality, I guess.
True. No, first from a storytelling point of view, it's, yeah, of course, it's definitely.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
But from just practicality.
And stuff, yeah.
I'm just being devil's advocate for...
Man, that Iron Man Iron Man Army Nation from 3 would really come in handy, though, for this movie, probably.
Definitely. Damn it, I should not have gotten rid of those.
Send in the bots! Tony, you destroyed all those. We have like 3. Send them in!
Oh, I like built 400 more in my off time that I somehow have.
Yeah. During the move. Okay. Who else is... So Falcon, I mentioned Falcon. He's probably not going to die because he's just, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
you if could he was going to die, he would have died in Civil War.
Yeah, if you could kill the normies, you can just wipe them all out and you know, kind of clean house for your future franchise development, you know? But then, like, also, you're just doing it for that, and there's no, like, emotional connection to their death and all.
Yeah, because I'm not emotionally connected to any of the normies. Like, at all.
I'm barely connected to the regular Zemiris.
The regular. I have a feeling that the general of the Wakanda army might die.
Oh. Yeah, they're the only ones I have connected to.
I have a feeling that she might, like, sacrifice herself for Black Panther. God. Like, he might be in between, like, you know, like, Thanos, them fighting or whatever, and she, like, sacrifices herself for him.
I think she's literally my favorite character in the entire Marvel universe.
Pretty, she's pretty badass.
Yeah. Yeah. What about Gorilla? What's his name? The leader of the other tribe.
Oh yeah. Oh, the vegetarian.
Yeah, yeah, I could see him dying too.
Yeah,
I could see that too.
That's true. I guess it makes it hard too because we know like what movies are supposed to come out. We know there's a Black Widow movie coming out, so she definitely lives unless it's like a prequel, which I don't think they would.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe they do.
That'd be a weird choice for them to kill her and then make a prequel.
But I also feel like she won't die because Hulk will just like protect her.
True,
that's true. Yeah.
That maybe that's how, because it seems like he's, because you saw Ragnarok, right?
No, I did. Yeah,
because isn't the whole thing at the end of that movie he doesn't want to turn into like the Hulk anymore?
Yeah, like
he's like over.
Basically, you get introduced to Hulk in the movie and. I guess spoilers for Ragnarok if you're a late bloomer like me. But you basically get introduced to the Hulk, and he's been the Hulk for like 2 years or something like that.
Oh, shoot.
It's like a super long time, and he still thinks it's right after the like Age of Ultron incident. Mm. He's like, did we get him? Like what happened? Which I don't remember what happens at the end of that movie. What happens to Hulk at the end of Age of Ultron?
He gets shot into space. He shoots himself into space.
Yeah, so he thinks it's still like right then. And he turns into the Hulk then and doesn't turn back for 2 years. And then he can kind of talk and stuff. And when he finally like gets turned back, he's freaked out. About it, because he's like, what if I never come back and be Bruce Banner again? Like, I have to be stress-free, like, and he's on this alien planet, and it's kind of this funny moment of, like, I'm in the most stressful place I can be right now.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, he's very reluctant to turn at this point, so. And he does turn, and he's still the Hulk at the end of that movie, I think. Like, that's... Like, he doesn't turn back into Bruce Banner at the end of that movie.
Okay. But, because, so, we see him, I'm assuming, get punched real hard into Earth. So that he gets punched so hard, he turns back into Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
And then he's not Bruce Banner, and then, or he's not Hulk. But then we see him running, and he is Hulk again. Mm-hmm. And we see Black Widow is also in that squad.
Yeah.
So, I'm assuming that, like, what you're saying, he'll just save Black Widow. And that's how he'll be able to turn that's back. The only way he can do it is if he turns.
Yes, if he turns.
Yeah. And it in Ragnarok, it is like a video recording of her that turns him back to Bruce.
Just a video recording.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Man, he wants that power.
The power of the P.
It was her sex tape, but still.
Oh, the man. Pussy, I mean. Yeah, we got it. Like, this episode's going to be, instead of penis jokes, it's going to be pussy jokes. The power of the pee. Okay. So Scarlet. God damn it. Black Widow.
Black Widow. Lives.
Black Widow, it's got to live.
Okay, so what other normie? War Machine? I don't think he's gonna die because they took that whole time for him in physical therapy to get his legs back.
I'd be cool with Winter Soldier dying.
I don't think he's gonna
die. I don't think Winter Soldier's gonna die.
Yeah.
Because I think he's gonna be the one that takes up the Captain America mantle. Yeah. Because Chris Evans for sure isn't coming back, whether he dies or not. So someone's gonna have to be Captain America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So it's probably gonna be him because he does it in the comic books lots of times. So
gotcha. All right.
And he's back to him his normal self. Now,
yeah, he's back to just Bucky or White Wolf or whatever the hell he's being called nowadays.
Well, then let's look at like the B cast of the superheroes, like
the B cast, like Ant-Man.
Well, Ant-Man movie's coming out. My assumption is it's set before this whole shit goes down.
I think so. I think it actually is.
Yeah.
But. I don't know if he'll show up in it or what, because we haven't really seen anything of him either in promotional material, I don't think.
Yeah, we have.
Have we?
No, that was no. Ant-Man trailer. I'm getting all mixed up.
So much Marvel.
No,
too
actually,
much Marvel.
No.
No, we haven't
seen him.
No.
Just Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
You also have Scarlet Witch, who's kind of like the extra, you know, there. She might die. I could see that happening.
I could see her dying with
Vision.
Because her brother's gone, and if Vision dies by, like, giving up the stone or whatever, you know?
Because we see him in human form, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have the stone, because apparently he can just do that.
Do that, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he does look in that human form, he did look like he still has, like, a glowing forehead. So I'm assuming that means it's still in there.
But at one point, we see one of the, like, assassin dudes hurting him real bad.
Yeah. There's a lot of people getting hurt real bad in those trailers.
Yeah. Doctor Strange gets hurt real bad with, like, icicles or whatever.
I think Strange dies. Like, for sure. Yeah. Because here's my thought
logically.
Because
you have to kill him?
No, yeah. Here's my, logic behind it is no one really liked that movie big time, you know, like other than our love of Benedict and some of the visuals in that movie, there really wasn't anything special going on. Really. You need him as an important part of the story because he has the time stone, and like that's going to probably kill a lot of people and then bring them back via the time stone. But I think there's really going to be a moment where like everything's on the line because Doctor Strange dies and they can't do that anymore. And I think that's a good way to, like, kind of fulfill some arcs for him because I don't think they're really interested in making more Doctor Strange. I haven't heard anything about Doctor Strange 2, and even his role in, like, he's a tiny role in Ragnarok. It's almost, I was like, why is he here? Like, what is the context? It was so random. So I don't think they know.
Because I like his character, actually.
Yeah. I mean,
he's just magic Iron Man, which is fine.
I think he goes.
Well, I think
though.
he fits.
But in the comics, him. What are the comics? In the comics, three people live, and it's him, Mr. Fantastic. So that doesn't count. And Spider-Man.
So Bucky. So him, Bucky.
Bucky, Spider-Man lives.
Well, Spider-Man has to live because he's getting movies too.
Yeah.
And you're going to love him, Patrick. You're going to love Spider-Man.
You're going to love it.
Not going to.
I love the Spider-Man now.
What about any of the Guardians? Because
he's the only one left,
Guardians.
So I have to. Oh, yeah.
Anybody on there?
I guess they're just like normies, kind of.
Yeah, I was wondering. That's a big question for me. Like, I would assume that someone from the Guardians is going to die. And maybe
they're
just
making a Volume 3.
Yeah, they
are. So Pratt lives. You can't do Volume 3 without Star-Lord
or Gamora.
Or Gamora.
Really?
Yeah. And they better not kill Drax because he's my favorite part of.
No, out of all the Guardians, out of all the Guardians people that are gonna die, it's not gonna be any of the main. It's gonna be Nebula. Nebula's gonna die.
Oh,
yeah.
You think
that's possible?
Because she's gonna get all pissed and try to kill Thanos. And
all pissed at her.
And maybe she.
And that might be how he gets the Power Stone, because she probably finds out that he's going after the Power Stone because it's in that city. Or whatever, and she tries to stop him from getting it, but then he gets it because we see that he has it in the trailer, and she dies.
I think that's background. I think he's got it, like, at the beginning of the movie. I think if she dies, like, it's for Gamora, and it's, like, one last, like, I'm your sister, and, like, I'm doing this, like,
yeah,
for
I could see that.
She either dies that way, or she's the one that ends up killing him.
Well, there's gonna be another... Avengers 4, like after
the after effects. Are they doing another movie based around Thanos?
Well, no, Infinity War was going to be two parts, but now it's just one.
Now it's just one.
Yeah,
because I was like also reading that
so
too. Is that there might be another like movie after?
I kind of hope Thanos doesn't die, because if he does die, then it's like all right then. Who gives a shit about anybody else that comes around?
Yeah.
I agree with that. I kind of hope they, like, are able to either stop the power of the Infinity Stones or something. They kind of find a workaround where it's like, okay, Thanos is still kind of, he's a pain in the ass. What can you do? But he doesn't have the Infinity Stones and he literally can't get them ever again. So.
Well, because Thanos is all about just destroying half of everything.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Is it like that in the comics?
Yes.
I believe so, yeah.
That's weird. Yeah. That's not balancing, that's weird.
Yeah, so maybe he'll just destroy half the Earth. Or maybe...
Well, that's what it seems like he's gonna do.
Half the Avengers will die.
And then he'll move on, is that what you're saying? Like, they lose.
Well, actually,
has led to the Infinity War, and they lose, and he moves on to the next planet. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. What he'll do actually is he actually comes in because the Avengers, it's like, you know, Captain America comes back and then it's almost going to be like a Civil War 2. But he comes in and he says that, let's say, Scarlet Witch and Vision have a baby. But they're disputing over who gets rights. And so Thanos comes in and says, hey, I got an idea. You could split the baby in half.
Oh, my God.
And then they start calling him Solomon after that. It was really weird.
I listened to you for the first half of that story thinking he was going in a legit...
So did I.
But then Vision's like, nah, she can have it.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
Why are they arguing? So they split. So they, like, they don't love each other anymore, and they're fighting over the baby, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
There's a lot of background you're implying.
Yep. She realizes that he's a robot. And...
He's a robot.
So.
But he's worthy, though. He picked up the...
He is worthy. He is worthy. True. Huh.
Shouldn't Captain America be worthy then?
He is in the comics.
Okay.
He's able to pick it
and
up.
And they hinted at that in Ultron when
he can slightly move it.
Yeah. Black Panther should be worthy.
When Thor looked all scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Who else? There's so many freaking superheroes.
I don't know. Thor. Let's just talk about Thor then.
I think Thor survives and then decides like he needs to like pay attention to the Asgardians and find them a new home, and like they leave it so that they never have to mention Thor again. They kind of do like Captain America, and like we'll bring him back because Chris Hemsworth, he's done and he said he wanted a break because he feels like he's missing like his children's childhood. So he wants to, like, spend family time instead of doing a shit ton of Marvel movies.
But he's Marvel fucking movies. Thor. He's doing it for his
he's
kids.
Like the perfect
I know, right?
Thor.
He is.
I will not accept any other arms holding that hammer.
True.
What about Loki?
I think Loki's dead.
Oh, yeah.
You think Loki's dead?
Yeah. I feel like his character's played out. Because, like, even in Ragnarok, everyone was like, oh, Loki. Like, no one gives a shit anymore. Like, we get you. Like, you got no more tricks up your sleeve. Like,
nice. We really need to see that.
Yeah,
it is well, fun.
We need to see the second one, and then we'll see it.
You don't
see that 100%.
Okay. Honestly, it's all right, well, ridiculous.
Just watch you just watch Ragnarok. You don't need to.
All you see is like Loki and Thor team up together.
I kind of want to see that though.
That's the only best part about it. But like, all the sucks.
Okay. Other main Avengers. Do we miss anyone besides my big one?
Black Panther?
He's
not going to die.
Yeah,
he's 100%. Too popular.
There's no way.
And they're already making a second one.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Let's see. God, there's so many people. I don't even know.
Who fought in Civil War? I'm trying to think. Who is in that fight?
Hulk can't die.
We've already established that. Spider-Man, we didn't really talk about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I think...
he has a new movie. Like, that's always the argument.
He has a movie.
Oh, he has a movie.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah. I don't think he's dying.
He's not dying.
Iron
Man.
Except for Patrick, it was a pretty popular movie. So getting to Iron Man. I think Tony Stark dies. But Iron Man's mantle gets passed on, kind of like what you're saying for Captain America. But I legit think, like, they have to stop Tony Stark.
They do. But who would it be passed on to?
Siri.
You think he's... Who?
The sister? Is that her name?
Black Panther's sister.
Black Panther's sister.
Oh.
She's already...
Because she can...
Well, that makes sense.
That does make sense.
Because
she's already technologically savvy.
Technologically established.
And in the comics,
the new Iron Man is a little black girl. That's super smart.
Yeah. So it would... the head shakes right now.
I mean, it's true. I don't know her name in the comic books because I don't read comics, but I know that that's a thing. And I also know that Thor is also a woman at this point in the comic books as well.
Interesting.
Because Thor is just whoever has the hammer.
Yeah,
so that is easy to pass down.
To just
have new people come in. Because he could, at the end of this movie, be like, you used my hammer for a bit. Or whatever. Well, he doesn't even have the hammer. But he's going to make a new thing.
He's going to make a new thing, for sure. Mm-hmm. Just like Cap's got a new shield. But I think, that makes a lot of sense to me. Because especially in Black Panther, they say, oh, technology's kind of catching up with our country. And Tony Stark is that person catching up. So I think she helps kind of make some improvements and stuff, impresses him, and she would be the one that would get it passed on to, which would be awesome. And she already
would be pretty sick.
She even has those like Panther gloves that shoot. That's almost like the Iron Man.
Oh yeah.
That shoot like
the pulse out. Yeah.
So
that would be cool.
Now if only the Guardians could bring some of those batteries down. Oh man.
That's right. So to top things off, how do they kill Thanos?
How do they get rid of him?
I guess.
How do they defeat him?
So do they kill Thanos?
Like, no. Legitimately? I hope
do
not.
They kill him.
I hope not, because like I said earlier, that just means whatever villain comes around next, he's the Marvel big bad villain.
Yeah.
I think you can put him in like another dimension. That's why I don't think Doctor Strange is really going to die. I think you could put him in another dimension, like get the gems away from him, trap him in another dimension, something like that. But it's going to obviously take a lot, because if he has the time, if he has the time gem or the reality gem or whatever, that he can escape.
Yeah. So he's just like Ganondorf floating around in there.
Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Chris knew.
That's what I've thought about this movie. Is they almost make it seem like this is the last kind of Marvel movie we're making in a while, but it's like, no, it's not.
We know
a ton of stuff. Yeah. But all their plans. Even some of their promotion materials, like, oh, thank you, fans. It's been 10 years of this, and we're making like the 18th movie. And it's like, this isn't the end. You've led to this point. Everything has been revolving around the gems in some sense or another.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they would just bring in new people.
Yeah, that's
new
that's,
heroes or people taking up the mantle.
Yeah, which is why I would really legitimately love to see like cleaning house, like Thor goes to serve his people and find a new home for them, and like Tony Stark dies, but they're still Iron Man. I love like Captain America fading into the background and somebody else takes his mantle, like. And Hawkeye becoming a different persona, and maybe Black Widow becoming kind of a different persona too, and evolving who she is as a superhero. You know, like
she could be the new Thor.
Like
they haven't done anything with her character, so
like literally no development whatsoever.
But now all of a sudden it's like, oh, she's getting a standalone movie.
Yeah.
But the thing that I was feeling when they announced that was I don't care. I've had her character for movies with different hairstyles or whatever, and I don't care about her character.
Yeah.
So if she becomes the new Thor, then she could have a standalone movie that could work, that people would be invested
in
it.
So I would really like a cleaning of that. Clean it all out. Just
except the Guardians go back to space.
And yeah. And Black Panther's still, you know,
King of Black Wakanda.
Panther, yeah.
He just becomes the king of the world, I hope.
Those are the only two groups I really, like, care about at all. Everyone else is expendable to me.
Yeah.
But here's what I really think. The unfortunate prediction is no one dies.
No one dies.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. No one dies except...
Minor character.
I feel like
Pepper Potts. She's the only one that dies.
Pepper Potts.
Because I think that's her hand. Because I think she's in the Iron Man suit when Thanos is beating the shit out of Iron Man.
Yeah.
I
watched Mr. Sundancer. You think she jumps in one of them?
Yeah, I think she's in it. Because Iron Man's off in New York investigating Hulk crashing down to Earth, and he doesn't have a suit or his briefcase with the suit in it.
Uh-huh.
Thanos comes in with the sweet ring thing. Spider-Man jumps in there trying to stop him. Pepper Potts can monitor or get updates from the suit's AI or whatever. And is like, oh my god, like this kid, this high schooler is going to die. Tony's not around. I got to do something. Hops in an Iron Man suit, flies off. Because she's used an Iron Man parts before.
Yeah,
or has been in one before. And I think that's her getting the shit bed out of, and then we see Iron Man just as Tony Stark in the same outfit that he was in when he's investigating Hulk's crash landing, holding like a dead limp hand.
Yeah.
And I think that's Pepper's hand.
Yeah.
Because he's all beat up about it, and the only person he would really get beat up about it would be like her.
Yeah.
The other option would be Spider-Man, but like he's not gonna die, so.
Yeah. Well, he could get beat up though.
He could get really injured.
Yeah. He could.
What
get
about
injured,
Jon Favreau? Happy.
Oh. He'll just be like, I'll die, guys. I'll just keep directing the movies.
What if he jumps in a suit?
Too fat for a suit. He needs to get in the Hulk bus. He's in the Hulk buster suit.
Extra bulge initiated.
I do think Bruce Banner gets in that Hulk buster suit, though.
Okay. Because he doesn't want to turn into Hulk.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because in the trailer, when he lands very Hulk-like in the Hulkbuster suit.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm just throwing this idea out there. But I agree with you, Chris. I think that the harsh reality is no one dies except no major character dies.
No major character dies. Like the most major would be like Vision. But it's like Vision's done nothing. So
yeah, who cares? Like, yeah.
Nothing.
He saved.
He just has a gemstone in him. That's it.
Yeah,
he's and the he... like most powerful of all of them. He's done yeah. jack.
What did he do? Talk to Ultron? That's it.
He convinced Ultron to kill himself or yeah. whatever. Yeah. And the only reason that's why that it. Happened is because Tony Stark's an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. So yeah, that's the unfortunate truth. Is there's too much, there's true. Still too many movies they're making. There's still much too much merchandising and stuff. I don't think they'll.
Yeah. Should we talk about things that we are looking forward to, though? Because there is one thing that I am actually looking forward to a lot, and that's Thor and Team Groot team up.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That's gonna be the best. They should just make a movie about that.
Well, I think it's perfect that they put Thor and the Guardians together because, like, the kind of tone of Ragnarok is, like, way
very
more
Guardians.
Like,
just a
so,
little Thor and Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like that team up, too. That's fun. I also am kind of looking forward to, like, Star-Lord and Iron Man, because it looks like they kind of meet up.
Because... Yeah, I did. That's the one part of the trailer that was really funny to me, was, like, when Star-Lord was they're... like, well, I'll make up a plan, because it's, like, we can go with your shitty plan or my best plan, and, like, you know.
Because it's two very strong, very
strong,
different
stubborn
personalities.
People.
Yeah. Like,
that
they're both dicks in very different ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They got my dick message.
And then, of course, another team up I'm really looking forward to, just because it'll be the most badass, is like Winter Soldier, Captain America, and Black
and
Panther.
Black Panther, yeah.
And then, yeah, like and... Black Panther's team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
Because they're
Do
all
you think
sweet.
That his like boo thing? I forget her
oh,
name all
chick.
The time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you think she'll get like a suit? Because I think in the comics, she's technically one of Black Panther's like. Worst villains.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Interesting.
So, I'm wondering if she'll, like, have, like, one of those necklaces that turns into something.
A thing that might happen is, because kind of like Apocalypse, how Apocalypse has those, the four horsemen, these, like, four people that are with Thanos, like, his hunters or whatever, mm-hmm. I could see... her or like someone else becoming one of those people, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Getting corrupted mm-hmm. somehow via
the stone,
the gem that Loki gives,
mm-hmm.
because that's the one that can control the mind gem or whatever.
Yeah,
that's a possible direction for after this movie too. Is like those kind
yeah.
of four horsemen kind of become like the villains that need to be taken out now because we killed Thanos, but we got to take
but
out
those
these
are,
four guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus, we know them. They're just, like, corrupted.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's going to be hard. Yeah.
Right. Still don't know where the soul gem is. I'm assuming it's in Wakanda. I don't know.
That's true. They've been real...
/ what the hell that one does. Because we know what the other ones do.
Yeah.
The purple
really
one blows
know.
Up stuff. The blue one controls your mind. The, like, yellow one makes you shoot laser beams.
They all shoot laser beams.
Laser beams.
The
laser
green beams. One controls time. But, like, that one's, like, I don't know.
I still think it's, like, the Black Panther vision of the afterlife stuff is through the Soulstone stone abilities.
Oh, yeah, that would make
that's,
sense.
That's how they're able to, like, grow those plants and stuff.
And contact too. Your ancestors.
Yeah. Yeah, and contact yeah. your aunt. Like, it's probably in that, because, like, all the purple plants grow there, and
yeah.
they have their, like, visions there and stuff. So I think it's got to be housed in that kind
well,
of...
Well, he did have a vision when he drank it, when he was, like, coming back to life.
That's true.
So...
That's true.
But, yeah. I mean, the power might be in the plants, so
yeah.
you, that too.
Yeah.
It's in the soil.
It's in the soil or something.
Yeah.
That's true.
Who knows?
And will they have more plants?
No, they had to burn... That's why they burned them all, because it's like, oh, if you have that, just give one to Captain America, give one to Winter Soldier, give one to...
everyone.
You know?
That's true. They had to get rid of that, I guess. It was just like, give everyone that and an Iron Man suit. Who the hell's going to go against them?
Basically.
Yeah. Because one of the things is like, how is... Captain America, like, stopping Thanos' fist.
Yeah, that's right.
Just pure... Yeah, I don't know.
It's all in the beard. It's just all this energy.
The beard.
That's the soul stone, dude.
Power.
The beard. That's the soul stone.
Is his beard?
He's like crimson chin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, that's a throwback. Holy shit.
That's my favorite
Here
movie.
Here comes the crimson chin.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Boy cleft wonder.
Yeah.
That's the best.
That's a good one.
Oh my god.
And then freaking Doug Man or whatever. What's his
Quail Man?
Name? Quail Man.
Quail
yeah.
Man, yeah.
Doug Man? His name is Doug. You know what? I came up with a superhero for myself. Doug Man.
Doug Man. Duff Man. Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh man, yeah. Well, hopefully people die, and it's, like, serious repercussions and emotional attachment.
That's how you save it. Like, that's how you mature this a little bit.
Yeah, and I
What if the only person that dies is Benedict?
Then I will never watch another Marvel movie ever again. If he's literally the only one, I'll be like, why? Out of everyone.
I am no longer contractually obligated
to see Marvel movies at that point. Because now it's like, I have to see every Marvel movie because he could appear in it. So it's like, you know, I have to go see it.
At that point, will you walk out of the theater?
Yes, I would. Well, I don't be, but it's hard to say because I don't know if he will be the only one that dies.
True.
If you know. So, I would go back and see it a second time with my movie pass if he does die. To get up and walk out of the movie theater as soon as he dies. And just make a huge show of it. Be like, dumb! Stupid!
Just yell, fuck!
Bullshit!
Dude, you don't even know. I know! Just walk out.
Doesn't matter anymore. Doesn't even matter.
Oh my god. Does that the cape die, though?
Oh shit!
No,
we didn't
still,
talk about the cape.
Still floating around.
Just sad.
Just sad.
It's, yeah.
Oh man, that'd be the worst if all we see at the end of the movie is just sad,
like a
cape
sad cape
floating around.
It's after the credits is sad cape.
Oh
floating around.
No! Man, that would be the worst.
Yeah, will there be an after the credits?
Oh yeah, there will be. That's not even a question.
Everyone.
It will be, and it'll be. Them at a coffee shop. Oh, wait, they did that already.
It's going to
be
Thor
drinking
Thanos.
A beer with Doctor Strange. Oh, wait, no, that's
it.
It'll be,
oh, wait, there's a seventh gem.
The only one that's going to live in this movie is the Messenger, which is Stan Lee's character in all of these movies. Because did you know he plays the same character in every cameo that he's made? He's the same character. This is stupid. That is a thing that has happened because of a brief scene in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 when they're flying all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, man. Be sure. We can't have
Mary Poppins come back this episode. Shit!
Oh, yeah, you can't.
Damn it, that was the best part of Volume 2.
Be sure, it's not just up to us, folks. We want to hear your opinions, too. Who's dying, who's living? Does Thanos die? Probably.
Because
so,
they kill every villain, even when the villain's the best, like Wormhunger.
Yeah, so be sure to send us an email, message us. You can find us at theportport.com. That's the PORT.com. And all of our, in the description, all of our social media and links and all that good stuff are going to be there, so... You can tweet at us, so you can use the Twitters. Tweet at us.
Those sweet Twitters.
But I think, all that being said, Patrick, there's a little thing we have to get to called Weapon of the Week.
When you're surrounded by zombies and your future looks bleak, it's time to pull out your Weapon of the Week. I want everyone to die.
Nice.
So if you don't know what Weapon of the Week is, it's the last weapon that you saw used in a video game, movie, television, book, podcast, dream, real life, perhaps. I don't know. I hope not. But
oh, God.
Maybe, hopefully not used against you. that's your weapon to survive a zombie apocalypse. So what is that weapon, and how long do you think you survive? And then what's your sweet catchphrase that you use when you use that weapon? So we have a guest one from Joe.
Nice.
Our sweet listener, Joe. Nice, literally, because he was congratulating us on our nice episode. And here, let me look it up real quick. I'm not prepared. Well, I remember what it was. He is going to use Chinese food. I want to pull up the actual tweet, though. Oh, here it is. No? Where is it? That?
I believe
there
you.
There it is. Also, catching up on Jessica Jones Season 1, so my weapon of the week is Chinese food laced with surgical anesthetic. Ooh. Catchphrase, thank you, never come again.
Nice.
Nice.
I like it. I like it. That is nice.
Nice. Nice. Who wants to go first? It's three of us. Rochambeau? Live?
Wow.
That's good for that's good for radio, right?
That's real good.
Oh my god.
You just keep slapping.
I know.
Guess, is it guess first, I think?
Guess first.
I can go.
All right, go for it.
The last thing I saw was Taken 1.
Oh, the first one.
The first one. Yeah. So Liam Neeson would be,
Oh shit.
My weapon.
For a second, I thought you were going to say a car door.
Nope. Liam Neeson.
But just Liam Neeson. Mm-hmm. That's true. He is the weapon. Mm-hmm. He uses weapons, but they're really just like tools for the actual weapon. Yeah. They're like attachments for the actual weapon, which is Liam Neeson.
I don't know when you really died, but I will find you and I will kill you again.
I'll put you. Yeah. Well, you might be taking away your catchphrase.
Oh,
Chris.
Sorry.
What are you talking
about? Yeah, he just starts saying, I have a special set of skills, but then, like, obviously he kills the zombie right away, so it's like he never gets to finish his line.
Another good one would have been like, I will find you and I will kill you again.
Again.
You gotta say it in that like connotation. All right. Chris,
shit,
you wanna go first?
We're just gonna go after Liam fucking Neeson. sure, I'll go. Well, one of the last things I saw was the Isle of Doggos. And,
nice. How'd you like it?
I liked it. It was one of those. It's Wes Anderson. I don't know. Like, yeah. I come out of Wes Anderson movies like that was charming. Like I'm not thinking about it forever like I do with other movies or like analyzing it super hardcore. It's just like nice.
Did you know, Chris, that when you say Isle of Dogs, if you say it like quick enough, it sounds like you're saying I love dogs.
Oh, I do love dogs.
But it's called Isle of Dogs?
I got it.
It's clever, Chris.
Oh.
Anyway, go on.
So my weapon, of course, would be a pack of very good boys. led by one that sounds a lot like Bryan Cranston. And
that can shoot exploding teeth.
Yeah. Nice. Now, I had another catchphrase, but I think my new catchphrase as they're attacking the zombies is, I love dogs!
Nice. That was good.
So, and one can shoot teeth, so that's fine. That's good.
And then you also have a slingshot, but it doesn't do much.
So I'm just I get all the things they get in the movie. I really like this really cool kind of animation that's all of a sudden only when I'm using my dogs.
Yeah. It's weird stop motion. Yeah. It's really weird.
One of the dogs is also Jeff Goldblum, which is a big perk.
Yeah, it's a big perk. And he knows a lot of rumors.
He's the most like Jeff Goldblum dog.
He's got a lot of street cred.
So much Jeff Goldblum in one dog.
Well, the last thing for me would have been, as I mentioned last week, been playing a lot of Kingdom Come Deliverance, which is very good. But the thing about that game is, because it's such a small team, there's a lot of... It's very buggy and glitchy.
Didn't they have a lot of patches for that?
They did, but it still can... There's still a lot of things. Mm. Not, like, graphical things too much, but sometimes you can, like, I can see a guard approaching me, and he doesn't have a head for a while until he gets, like, closer to me. Some of that stuff. But one of the worst things besides, like, a quest line just being broken now because I stole this dude's clothes out of a chest. but that's not it. This one was actually kind of used against me.
Oh, no.
So I'm fighting this guy. I'm fighting a bandit or whatever. And then all of a sudden I just fly into the air. I was backing up and must have, like, hit a rock or something and then tried to jump. But then it just launched me into the air, and then I fell, and then I died. So,
oh my god!
So my weapon of the week is just glitches, where I can just zombies just glitch out and
geez.
So my catchphrase would be glitch, please.
Oh my god!
Now, are you in control of the glitches, or they just happen randomly?
No, I think they just happen randomly.
So how would this be a great defense?
I'm just hoping that they're happening at the right time. And then when it does happen, I go, glitch, please. Or maybe I'm asking for the glitch. I'm going, glitch, please.
Now.
God, I hope this roll's made by Bethesda.
Oh, man, I hope they try to jump over a rock while backing up soon.
Okay, everyone, line up next to that rock. Now move backwards. Now keep going. Now jump, jump.
Go, go.
Now jump on three.
That's like the... I don't know if you ever had this happen in your game, Chris, but in Red Dead, sometimes you're riding your horse real fast and it just dies. Your horse just dies. And I looked this glitch up, and it's apparently because there was a snake on the road bites your horse.
It bites your horse.
And it just dies instantly.
I've had that happen.
Or the floating... I didn't have this happen in my game, but I saw a video of it a couple of times, like, different people, of, like, just a floating station wagon. Just, like, just floating in the sky.
There was the bird people, too, that the
graphics
got replaced for the bird, but it was replaced with people.
Instead of the model of a bird flying in the sky, it's a model of just a human being. So they're
flapping and everything.
Oh my god! The funniest thing ever. Just flapping their
arms.
When
the game first came out, it was like pretty buggy, I guess.
Oh jeez. Oh, that's crazy.
Glitches are so fun. That should be one of our next episodes, is like favorite glitches in video games.
Next week.
Honestly.
We need to have an in-between episode between... This, because we won't
infinity.
Like be able to record in time.
Because it releases Friday.
It's a possibility.
Oh man, that would be good. That would be good.
Oh man.
Good. Well, as Chris mentioned, go to theportport.com to submit your weapons of the week and your theories on what's going to happen in Infinity War. One thing that I just thought about, this is a little food for thought. Do you think Vulture's going to come back this movie?
Hmm.
He's going to break out of prison, perhaps.
Red Mask Man. Or Red Skull, or whatever his name is.
Isn't he, like, super dead?
Definitely dead.
Didn't he just get transported somewhere?
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
Yeah, I thought
he
died.
He's dead.
Well, maybe he's one of the Four Horsemen people.
Twist.
Because that one kind of has a messed up face. The one that we see.
That's true.
Interesting.
Man, that guy's been in so many nerdy things.
He has.
What's his name? Hugo Weaving?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. V for Vendetta.
Lord of the Rings, V for Vendetta. He's the voice of a Decepticon in Transformers.
The Matrix. Marvel now.
Avengers.
Lord of the Rings.
Jesus Christ.
The only thing he hasn't been in is Star Wars, but
Harry Potter.
He'll be in, but they're coming out with new movies all the time now, so he'll be in one of those for sure.
One of those. Star Trek.
Star Trek? He hasn't been in Star Trek? I can see him being a Romulan. He's got a very Romulan face.
Romulan and elves are pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. Space elves. All right. Well, But I think that about does it. This is our Geek of the Week.
It's our Geek of the Week. Thanks, Kayla, for joining us. Nice. It was awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
We'll have you back, I'm sure, when we come back and talk about what actually happens in the movie and how disappointed we are with all the directions they took.
And how Crimson Chin actually, like, showed up.
Yes.
Holy how he... shit. That would be amazing.
How he would have probably made the movie
how
ten
he would have won.
Better.
I can't fight chin.
Well, what if Thanos turns into the Crimson Chin? That guy's got a chin on him.
Dude, you're not wrong.
I'm just saying. Anyway. But until next week, Patrick signing off.
And Chris.
And Kayla.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Are we dead yet?